CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Right there, I will remind everybody that this is the third Saturday of the month coming up, and they will be testing at the Red Cross Center there in Greenville. If you need information on that, if you'll just let me know, I'll get it for you. And also, if you're up here in North Carolina, they'll be testing in Ingalls on Spartanburg Highway. Both of those start at 9 o'clock, and love to have you come out and test if you're ready. If not, you can come out, and they will get you the information you need to get ready. They'll be glad to help you any way they can. Does anybody need any fills on either one of those? With that, we'll move along. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal entry portion. And tonight, we will start with our pre-net check-in. We've got quite a few of them here tonight. So first on that list is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He makes his home down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT. He's down there in Hunya Pass. Then we've got Mr. Patrick, KC4WGG. He's down there in Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. We'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Made their home down there in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. They make their home up here in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. He's down there in Table Rock. Next is Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ. He makes his home down in Easley. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next is Mr. Sam, Greenville. Then we've got Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, and she's in Traveler's Rest. Then we've got Mr. J, N2NVY. He's over there in Lake Lure. And then last but not least on that pre-net check-in is Mr. Bill, KC4W. Makes his home down there in Anderson, and I'm going to check again right quick, make sure we don't have anybody else. Not have any new ones there, so that concludes our pre-net check-ins. But we do have a EchoLink station standing by, so we're going to pause right here and give them priority. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Washington, D.C. this evening, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to yourself and all on the net.
This is KO4HKX and our Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, ZPH there. And he is all the way up there in Washington, D.C. And, David, I hope you're enjoying your trip up there and you stay safe. But good to hear you, and thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. Do greatly appreciate that. And before I go any further, I forgot to do it on the announcement. I wanted to wish all of our mothers and wives listening a happy Mother's Day. Thank y'all for everything y'all do for us, and you're greatly appreciated. And sorry that I forgot to mention that earlier. That is my fault. So with that, and no more EchoLink, we will start our RF section tonight. with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling it tonight.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
HKX, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Uniform Romeo KR4CUR. Name's Josh in Sparkler County, and I'll be just listening tonight.
04HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he makes his home down there in Greer. Dave, I hope you and Amy have had a good week and enjoyed your weekend, and thanks for everything you do for us. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday Night Net Controller. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, it was really good to see you yesterday. I enjoyed spending the day with you. And please tell Joy, Elise and I said hello, and happy Mother's Day. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Josh, KR4CUR. And he is down there in Bowling Springs is where it's listed. That's your first time checking in with me, Josh. So if that is wrong, please let me know, and I will correct that.
KR4CUR.
Sir, and just so you know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. We'll have a different net controller most every night of the week. So love to have you check in as often as you can. And congrats on your ticket there, and welcome to the hobby. And don't be afraid to get on here and ask questions, because there are lots of great people on here that are very smart and will be glad to help you any way they can. So don't be afraid to ask a question, because I guarantee you, if you're thinking it, somebody else is too, and they're just afraid to ask. So don't hesitate on that. But thanks for coming by here and checking in with me, and I do greatly appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Stay dry. Thanks.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and the missus stay dry also. Tom was saying, looks like there's some pretty good storms coming this way. And I know I got a warning about flash floods in the area all the way through Tuesday morning. So be on the lookout. That's welcome to springtime in the mountains. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by, Harry. With that, we will try again. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. That pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that pass. Looks like Harry had that group to himself tonight, minus me on my call there. And we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KX. And the rest of the net. This is KW4KWS, Kevin and Edward. Check me in and out, Patrick. It was good seeing you yesterday. 7-3. Everybody have a good week.
Thanks, KX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, upon his mountain in Tuckfeet, North Carolina. I'm going to be negative and negative, say 53 for each one of you.
KX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO 4, JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative.
4 HKX. 4 HKX.
KX. Please check in and out. Kilo, Uniform, Niner, Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Patrick, it was great seeing you at the event at Juanicio's yesterday. Sorry I didn't get more time to talk with you, but I had a nonstop, just, I didn't have a pause. I met so many wonderful people there. Met Gary for the first time, KF4DOS. What a great guy. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, have you played with that item you bought for me? Remember, there is a customer satisfaction. Your money cheerfully refunded if you're not happy with your purchase. Have a great evening, Patrick. This is KU9J.
Makes his home up in Asheville, and Duncan, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by, Duncan. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J, and he makes his home in Hendersonville, and Steve, it was good to see you yesterday, and no, I have not had a chance to try it out, but I will try to get to that and let you know, and thanks for the satisfaction guarantee there, but I'm sure it will work just fine. But thanks for coming by here tonight and checking in with me. My pleasure to check each and every one of you in. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HK.
You double with Larry on a lot of that, Patrick, KI4DOS.
Gary, I'm sorry. Larry, you want to go ahead and check in, and then I'll just recognize everybody again.
That happens. KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be reading, I think, and I'll be around for a comment. And my apologies to you, Patrick. You know how there's no way you can know. KK4JBQ.
Roger that. Well, let me catch Steven, or Steven, if you will let me recognize this group here and get them all checked in, and then I'll jump over there. I see you up on the echo link. So give me just a minute. This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KW4KWS. He's up here in Etowah. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO. He's over there in Tuxedo. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, our Monday Night Connect controller, KO4JKV. He makes his home up in Asheville, and Duncan will be here tomorrow night, so come by and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. He will be calling the net for you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J, and he is in Hendersonville. And Steve, I have not tried that out yet, but I will try to do that this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for a comment, and I'll be back around to you shortly. But we're going to pause right here because I've had Steven holding long enough. Well, we're going to jump over here and let our Echo Link stations check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick. I had no problem being patient. I never am that much of a quick jump operator. I can always be patient when I needed to be, so I didn't mind that at all. But Patrick, go ahead and check me in. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on the net. Negative, negative.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, I hope you and Jennifer had a great weekend. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And thanks for being patient there while I straightened out my mess there. But thanks for coming in here. Always great to hear you. And look forward to seeing you again maybe at one of these ham fests we can meet up. But good to hear you, and thanks for coming by tonight. With that, we will try again. Mike DuPapa. Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. Please, and also my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And please check in by telephone relay. Our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Recheck, Patrick.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check these in, Stephen, and I'll come back around to you here in just a second. We'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. They made their home down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. And thanks for coming by and checking the family in. And by telephone relay, she brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. They would like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. And go ahead with your recheck there, Stephen.
Patrick, I was just going to make mention since you did mention getting to meet up with me at a ham fest someday. Just wanted to let you know for information that we are planning a reattempt at our ham fest right around the same time next year. I will be giving yourself, Gary, and other net controllers the information to pass along as the time gets closer. But we down here are planning on making a reattempt, another go with our ham fest next year.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Stephen, that's good to hear. I always look forward to going to the ham fest. I know a lot of people are always saying how small they are and how this, that, and the other. Well, the more people complain about how small they are and don't show up, it just makes the problem that much worse. So look forward to seeing you, and hopefully it will be a great time. And thanks for coming by here tonight and checking in with me. I do greatly appreciate that. Stephen, you and Miss Jennifer have a great week, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, we will move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Miss Lace, please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, and Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Texas.
Echo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4, STR, Stephen Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer, and Tom, good to hear you tonight. And again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello and happy Mother's Day to her. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, that was a good-looking picture you sent me there, and tell your niece she did an awesome job. I could zoom in and read every bit of that from the picture you sent me, so that was looking good. And look forward to seeing it in person. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KC4STR. He makes his home down in Simpsonville. And Steve, thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. I do greatly appreciate each and every check-in I get. And thank you, sir, for being here. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HGX. This is KO4HGX for Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. That pause. We'll move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
KO4HGX for Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. Make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thanks for coming by and checking in with us tonight. I hope you and Miss Angela have an awesome week this week. And again, thanks for being here. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
KX, check in out of turn. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, I hope you and Miss Elise are both well. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no copy.
KO4HGX for Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up here in Fletcher. And Sid, really good to hear you tonight. And you did an awesome job calling the net over there on the 146-640 machine. That does have a tone of 91.5. And that starts at 8 o'clock, right before our net. So as I check in over there and I'm sitting here listening to net, Sid call his net as I'm getting prepared for ours. And for those of you that can check in with him, I know it will be a joyful time for you. It's always a fun net to listen to. And there are a few of us that jump over there from this net to help them out. And there are some of them that come down here to help us out. So thank you, Sid, for all you do. And please tell Miss Beverly that Elise and I said happy Mother's Day. And hope you that she got to enjoy it. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX. All right, with that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
KO4HKX. Please check in, KB2GUN, Golden Mills River. And I'll be negative, negative. It was good seeing you, Patrick.
Four Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KO4HGX, the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. He makes his home up here in Mills River. And Bill, it was good to see you yesterday also. It looks like we had a pretty good turnout there for the road show. And hopefully everyone enjoyed themselves. And it will be a little bigger next time. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR. He makes his home down there in Moore. And Terry, thanks for coming by here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And hearing these new KR4 calls is always a treat. That means there's new people getting into the hobby. And thanks for coming by here and checking into the net with me. So with that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello to you and Elise, everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX, number 2, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Makes his home down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight. And please tell Beth that Elise and I said Happy Mother's Day, and I hope she got to enjoy her day. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And as of right now, I'm planning on heading down Wednesday, so I plan on making it to where you and I can meet up. So we'll work the details out as it gets closer. But thanks for checking in with me tonight.
Looking forward to it. And also, Happy Mother's Day to Elise. And I will tell Beth. And 4ZLK.
All right, with that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And first and only on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
Well, Patrick, mighty good to have the opportunity to write you a little bit with you. My voice is not top of the mark, you might say. But I assure you it doesn't hurt. It just sounds funny.
I hate that it sounds funny, but I am glad that it doesn't hurt and bother you. That's a good thing, because I know you've had whatever going on for quite some time now.
I don't know that this is anything I caught. It might have been something I was just standing in line for. You know, I don't know. I'm not much on medical knowledge. So I'll just have to say that I just happened to step up and there it was. But it's, I'll let you choose a topic if you like. I'm not fresh out, but nothing is coming right now. But I can talk about anything, you know that.
I'm pretty much that way too, but I really didn't have a topic to talk about tonight either. I've been thinking about it while I'm calling the net. What could I talk about tonight or ask a question? But we'll do it this way. This is a question I've often wondered. What can I, as a net controller, do to make the net more interesting for the people out on the other end of the radio? What kind of things could, you know, what do y'all want to have out of the net? What keeps people coming, and what would bring new people?
I think that you would ask the question right out in the open like that. But my observation has been that people have the greatest satisfaction with someone who brings up a topic having to do with the hobby. I mean, I know there are other things to talk about, but, you know, we are amateurs after all. And that particular interest brings us together. There are a lot of other personal things that people could talk about. Some personal things you don't risk talking about, of course. But what has, over the years, what has sounded to me like, a conversation that's on fire. Let's say you just wait your turn. You just can't wait to get in edgewise. You know, is something about the hobby that everybody is talking about, or you have heard it over time and you still don't get it, you know, what don't you get? Now, it can be how to operate equipment or how to choose equipment or how to make something. Because that's something big I didn't know, you know, really now. I didn't know when I became a ham, I didn't know they were makers. And it was a big deal to make your own antenna, to make your own test equipment, to make your own, design your own. And I have seen some marvelous little shacks. You shouldn't call them shacks. Take over, not. I'm in 4 square feet. I know that because the tile on the floor, each one of them is a square foot. And I got my shack contained in 4 square feet, and that's including a computer and a monitor. So I'm in tight quarters. But I've been with hams who have holes like spare bedroom, you know, and dedicated, one side of the room is dedicated to test equipment and repairs and space to make up new antennas if that's what they're interested in doing, you know, and it is a big interest for a lot of people. So I know that there are folks that have much larger shacks, and that's a topic, by the way. If someone could put it, not like me, but if someone could put it in a few words, just a little shack tour, you know? That would be interesting, I think. Take us through, and you could start it off. I've already told you, I'm in 4 square feet. But you could tell me about your shack. How about that?
Mary, I have taken over my son's bedroom since he moved out as my shack. It's my shack. It was my business office. It's got my 3D printer in it. It's got tools that need to be repaired. It's just a little bit of everything. But I've got it all crammed in a little room that's, you know, 10 by 10, and that's it. And I don't have the fancy elaborate desk to set at. I've got my little laptop sitting here. I've got the 991A on my left, and I have my Kenwood D710 on the right that I use as my crossband repeat. And I got my DMR set up in here, and that's pretty much my shack right now, and there's just a whole lot of mess going on.
That probably, at least parts of that, might apply to most everybody's shack. But I've been to a few other hams, and just walking in to see their shack, it's just fascinating. If you know what you're looking at, you know, somebody brand new probably wouldn't be so excited, but to see... Like Gary Jack, for instance. He's got shelves full of radios. Just shelves full. And he's got a story about every one of them. And I've been to shacks that have testing equipment and get them started, get that ham started, and they'll tell you about things that they did involving, fixing up a radio for another ham, and you know, just get people started. And I think that's largely you might consider that to be the net control, the person that's in the driver's seat, you might say, can set the parameters. That's what I was trying to say. Set the parameters. But we're just a bunch of hams, and we're going to talk about our shacks, and you can choose what to talk about. Something that's in the shack, something you wish to be in the shack at some point in the near future. You know, you can start it off that way. But we've had some operators in the past, before your time, who had regularly occurring things like that, say on a Friday. This was a net control operator, as I said, and they just had a report on things that are interesting to hams, you know, like sun, the solar activity, how that affected propagation and such as that. Well, if it's a new ham, they might not know, for crying out loud, they might not know how that makes any difference at all. You know, how does the sun make any difference for us? Anyway, those kind of things can be, they can take off. They can just lie there too, of course. And you have to be ready with some backup stuff. But you are just the person to introduce something like that. And because I think your mind is alive, if you understand what I'm saying. And you can move from one topic to another. If one doesn't work, you go to the other. And keep a conversation going. I just think that's a marvelous idea. And it could stand in for long conversations from my mouth. I have been, some people, I haven't heard any now, but it might be reasonable for some people to wonder what the heck is this one guy on the net nearly every night to fill up the air time. Well, all of us would like to see everyone have an ample opportunity to check in. And just tonight, I thought I was giving plenty of lead time, and I stepped all over. You know, Gary, I think he's all ready to check me out if somebody's doubling. It could be me. So he's already ready to check my signal. I think he can reach me. I think we can on Simplex. Oh, he just checks the input, see if I'm there, too. Anyhow, what do you think?
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I've often wondered what would people be interested in talking about around the radio as a group, talking on the morning crew, or, and we have topics, just whatever comes up. Sometimes it's traffic, sometimes it's the weather, sometimes it's cars, sometimes it's computers, sometimes it's camping. You know, we move all over the place of a morning, in the morning crew, and I would like to see more of that going on the net, people coming around and asking questions or sharing some information. Hey, you learned something new about your 991A or the 710 or the new radio that Yaesu's got coming out, the FTDX something, I don't remember. But they got a new radio coming out. You know, you've been reading about it and you're studying about it and debating on whether you want to jump out and buy it or, you know, those kinds of things. Just different questions to spur some conversation and some thought processes with the hobby.
Now, all of that works for sure. And I'd like to know about this morning net that I've not heard of. Want to fill me in on that?
The net, but me and a group of guys, as we're driving into work of a morning, we get on the repeater and we'll talk each other into work down the mountain. We've got a guy coming in from Shelby, one coming from Inman, I'm coming from Bavard, one coming in from Pickens. Ed, he's at home and retired. He'll jump in with us sometimes. And Marshall out of Rutherford County. And then Leon, he comes in with us when he's working. And then we just have people passing through the area and hear us carry on a conversation. We've had truck drivers jump in. We've had motor homes. I mean, just all kinds of people jump in, and we meet on there about 5:30 of a morning, and we're usually there till about 6:15, talking each other into work.
That sounds marvelous. That sounds really good. I'm not awake by that time. And so, I mean, that's covering the whole period that you spoke of there. I'm still snoozing. But I don't go to bed till late. I put that on myself. And but that is that's a really good thing to do. And in as much as this equipment is of no use to anybody unless they push that button. You know, push that button. And then the repeater and everything that goes into keeping it maintained and keeping it on the air for any proper use. Well, all of that makes sense then. So I encourage you to keep that going. There used to be, I mean, before my time, of course, I've only been around about a dozen years or so, and there used to be before then, especially when phone patching was a big deal, there used to be a lot of people on during the day. But anytime you have a need, and sometimes it might develop that if you have a need for, you know, just trying to think, what would not be available on Mr. Google, I wonder? Well, anything that might have to do with something local. And that could be, you know, an upcoming ham fest or something like that. And if you're driving, of course, it's more appropriate to pick up the pick up the microphone than it is to try to look anything up on a screen of any kind. Pay attention to that driving. Yeah, well, all that's, it's just a great thing. I had a radio in the car for some time, and then I had a battery issue. I think it was a parasitic drain of some sort that, nobody could track it down. But when I shut off my radio and left the car, I would disconnect. I had a night switch, and I would disconnect from the battery, so there wouldn't be any parasitic drain. I didn't imagine that there was anything anyway, or if it was something, it was very slight. Well, I had that one battery thing, and my dealer gave me heck about, the condition of the battery and the fact that I had a CB radio in the car. Why would you do that? KK4JVQ.
4HKX. Larry, I'm going to pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins right quick, and then I'll come right back to you. This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Looking for check-ins Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4GET, Matthew, Northern Pickens. No traffic tonight. Good to hear you, Patrick. Hope all's well.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He makes his home there at Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And Larry, this is one of the ones that comes in and out with us of a morning crew. Mr. Matthew, he jumps in there with us from time to time. So good to hear you, Matthew, and I hope you and the missus had a great weekend and she enjoyed her Mother's Day. But thanks for being here tonight, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, this is KO4HKX, and I'll move back over to Larry, KK4JBQ, and our conversation there. And Larry, the dealer giving you a hard time about having a radio in there, and the parasitic draw was them just not wanting to look into it and using the first thing they could as an excuse not to.
KK4JBQ. I do think you're correct about that. But I would rather just dismiss it, pay my bill, and go on. I was in there for other things, of course. And I just wanted them to check the battery, the charging system, you know, the alternator, I guess it is. Generator's long gone. But check the alternator and the charging, the entire system, make sure I'm not losing it, you know, as it sits there. That can be a problem, as I understand. Anyhow, it could be that neither of us are thinking of just the thing that would be a marvelous thing to do with this resource that we have access to. Sometimes when you have so much available to you, I think today is one of those times, it's hard to pick exactly what you're going to spend your time on. Some of them are needs. Other things are just, oh, I just want to have some fun here, you know. But this is a great resource, and people are running across conversations on this and other repeaters all throughout the day. And it'd be nice if there were more traffic. I hear stories from the past about traffic that was going on all through the day. It's not been my experience. But anyway, just try different things. What's a surefire of interest would be, you know, something having to do with the hobby or what we do to participate in the hobby. Every once in a while, something comes up that has to be shared broadly. Said just every once in a while. You could have an ongoing topic. Nobody, if you took in all of us, we wouldn't have a new radio every week. But if someone quite proud of the radio that they just purchased, you know, people do a lot of research to make any purchase today. There's so many places you can research, you know. The internet is such a wonderful resource for that. Well, you could take that onto the repeater, and it's not, you know, I'm not talking about a sales pitch to other hams, no. But you've just received what you took 3 months of research to purchase, and you should be allowed to be a little bit proud of that. And if other people talk about it, then, you know, other things will cross over, and you might have a couple of people comparing what they do with their radios. That would be fine too. Anyhow, Patrick, I don't want to leave you without saying that I've thought of mothers today. My mother is gone. My sister, who was a mom, is gone, and I know so many other people who have mothers. And all I got to say about that is, if you have a mom, or if you're acquainted with a mom, don't let another Mother's Day pass without calling and telling them. I mean, whoever it is, tell them you know that they are loved. You take care, won't you, Patrick? And that goes for Elise. Let her know that I'm quite certain that she's loved. A mother's love is like no other. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Patrick.
KO4HGX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, thanks for coming around and hanging out with me for a few minutes. I do enjoy our conversations, and we'll try to figure out something to spur some interest around here. Been thinking about it a lot lately, as numbers of check-ins seem to be dropping off lately.
looking like tonight. I've got 46 as of right now, which is not too bad for Mother's Day. I didn't expect it to be a big net because of that, and that is a good reason to miss the net, that's for sure. Spending time with our mothers and our wives and our daughters because they are very important to us. But thanks for coming by here tonight and hanging out with me for a few minutes. Do appreciate that, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. And with that, we will try again and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. On the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, other than wish all the moms that may be listening a happy Mother's Day. Appreciate you calling the net. Good to hear you and Larry Rag chewing. Just came in there on the end. Took a little cat nap there and almost missed the net, so I apologize for that. But anyway, but Patrick, if you'll just check me in and out, no traffic, no comments, 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville, and Mike is the net controller for the first Saturday night of the month. So, Mike, good to hear you, and I hope you and the missus had a great day, and you spent time with her, and she had a great Mother's Day. And don't worry about taking a nap. I took one earlier myself, and they're a great thing as we start to age, that's for sure. Sorry about that. I had to take something to drink there and got choked. But with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KB2GUN.
No.
Good evening to you, Patrick. Good evening to you, Larry. Yeah, I've just been sitting there listening to you, Larry. You know, talk about the what the shack is like. I'm working off of an L-shaped desk. And actually, I'm overcrowded on this desk, but three radios actually, a power supply and three monitors, which are only two of them I work off of, and my desktop and a clock. Maybe a clock to sit on my desk.
Sounds like you keep it pretty simple there. So ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, mine's got clutter all over it, and so I have to wipe room here every time I come in here and sit down to do anything.
Also, there's papers all over the desk, but I think right now I got maybe a tablet. There's a tablet, no, laptop to sit on desk, but I pretty much just use my computer, especially if I'm doing FT8. You know, I got the two monitors working that. But also, I purchased a Ham Shack clock. Ham Shack clock that I got sitting. I bought it from the last Ham Fest in Shelby, so that's sitting on the desk. But I very rarely return that on every so often.
For those two, and I've got to get me a monitor to put it on. Walt, I got some stuff from him. I bought some stuff from him, K4OIM, and he threw one in there for me, and I've still got to get it hooked up. But that looks like a pretty neat thing to have if you're going to do a lot of HF work.
But sometimes forgetting, I gotta hit the keyboard to, because I got a wireless keyboard and also a wireless mouse for that one. But I hit either whatever's doing, you know, I can see everything on that monitor. So, but yeah, but other than that, what else is going on here? But yeah, but that was even probably doing maybe if you can, if you get a chance, maybe to do it. What the club does as far as the check-ins on Sunday over on the 146 repeater.
Slow scan net over there at 7 o'clock, Zach does. And they'll have a different topic every week and different things to send pictures of. This week was the camping trip they did for West Cars. So I've seen some pictures come through there on that, and I've just downloaded a little app for my phone where you just hold the mic up or phone up close to where it can hear your radio, and it interprets the picture and puts it on your screen. Or if you want to send one, you just hold the microphone up close to your phone, and it sends the tones out to do it.